感じでやるね。
Guys, let's get started. Today we will be starting a project regarding teen issues in our school. And because it's your final, it'll be worth 30% of your grade. I'll be putting you into groups of four. I'll read off the list of names. Tracy, Duke, Lars, Lexi. Vadim, Jacob, Alex, Mark. Tristan, Megan, Alan, Brian. Marta, Jose, Martine, and Jamie. I will give you 5 minutes to meet with your group and discuss. And after that, you will have no more class time. The proposal will be due on Friday, and the draft will be due on Monday. You may get into your groups now.
Okay, you guys, I have college applications on top of everything else due this weekend. Let's just meet at the cafe after school. Okay. How about the Kirkland Teen Union building on Saturday at around 3 p.m.?
I'll check with my boyfriend.
I guess I can probably do that.
Whatever works.
Okay. Okay, you guys, I have a lot to do tonight. Let's just get started.
Yeah, whatever.
What happened to your arm?
It's nothing. I ran into a door.
It's a really big bridge for a door.
Well, that's what happened.
Okay, guys, let's get started. We have to think about teen issues. Do you have any? What about crime is a good one. Bulimia and anorexia, abuse, teen pregnancy, drinking and driving. There are so many that we could use for our presentation.
Excuse me, I have to use the bathroom.
Okay.
talk right now. Okay, just a second.
Oh my gosh, you won't believe what Tracy was doing.
What?
Smoking?
No, she was throwing up.
We're supposed to be working on this project.
It's not, I don't know, maybe something's wrong with her.
Sorry about that, guys.
Hey, Tracy, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I have a little bit of cold, but no, I'm good. Yeah. Do any of you guys have any gum?
No.
Sorry, that's my last piece. Yo, what's up? Yeah, I'll be out there in a second.
Where are you going? We have a project to work on.
I got some Bach to take care of.
What does he think he's doing? He thinks we're just gonna do the whole project while he goes for random walks?
Random walks. Yeah. Is that him out there? What is he doing?
Who's that guy?
I don't know.
So, where are we with the project? Almost done?
What's your problem? You think you can just leave us? Seriously, what's your problem?
Like, I'm the one with a problem. I'm not the one wasting my time throwing up my lunch in the bathroom.
Yeah, because me throwing up doesn't get me arrested.
Shoot, you're right. I could get arrested. But at least I won't be drug off in a body bag.
You guys! Can we just stop fighting and do what we came here to do?
Yeah, you would say that, miss. I ran into a door. A door of fists.
I can't take this anymore!
Lexi, sit down! Everybody needs to cool off, and we need to start this effing project now.
So, how about the Mariners?
Don't pretend like we're friends.
Look, you guys, just because we don't get along doesn't mean we can't finish this project.
She's right. I mean, we do have our differences, but our teacher assigned us to this group, and we should just get the project done. Okay, so most of us struggle with these problems or know someone who does, so let's just talk about it. Okay, since none of you guys want to talk about your problems, I'll just write your names down on these sticks here, and we'll draw to see who gets to talk about their problem first.
Lars! Do you honestly think that you don't have a huge problem yourself? We've been sitting here for the past hour, you've drinking 3 cups of coffee, and won't stop telling us how swamped you are with homework. If we have to put our names on those stupid sticks, then so do you.
If it'll get this project done with, I guess I will. Okay. Tracy, it looks like you get to go first.
Whatever, it's not that big of a deal. I'm fine.
Tracy, I heard you throwing up in the bathroom. That's not fine.
It's not like I have a big problem. I make myself throw up sometimes. It's not a big deal. I was so sick of people telling me that I was big when I was younger that there was nothing else I can do. I couldn't fit into clothes. My mom would tell me that I was fat. That's my only choice. It's not a big deal.
Anybody falling? Anybody feel they're falling?
It's not like I have a big problem. I make myself throw up sometimes.
Let's hear more from the star of that.
Not a big deal. I was so sick of people telling me that I was big when I was younger. There's nothing else I can do. I make myself throw up sometimes. myself throw up sometimes. I make myself throw up sometimes. I was so sick of people telling me that I was big when I was younger. That's my only choice.
Oh my goodness, I can relate. My cousin is in treatment for bulimia right now. Her parents first went out when she was throwing up and passed out on the bathroom floor. The ambulance came and took her to the ER, and they did so many tests on her and found out that she was dehydrated, had an ulcer, and an irregular heartbeat. It was so scary. Now she's in treatment for bulimia.
Wow. She must have thrown up a lot.
Well, actually, she didn't throw up that much. She just did it for several years, and her body just must have given up.
How's your cousin doing now?
She's doing better. She missed a semester of school, so she had to make that up during the night in order to graduate with her class. But it was really hard for her.
That's really sad.
Yeah, at least I guess she's all right now.
Mm-hmm. So, next time, Frank.
Hey, what's up?
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm just working on a school project.
Are there guys there?
Oh, no, it's not like that.
I don't care. You shouldn't be hanging out with a bunch of other guys.
Oh, but...
I want you to hurry up and finish your work. Like, to practice my house, you understand?
Yeah, okay.
I'll see you in a little while, okay?
Okay, I love you, and I...
I said I'll see you in a little while. Bye.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
What the heck was that all about, and why are you crying?
It's just my boyfriend. He had a bad day.
And what? You told him you loved him after he talked to you that way? Don't you have a backbone?
He really cares about me. Wants to know about the people I hang out with. Gives me all sorts of stuff. I've never been with someone like him before. I just know that sometimes I have to be careful not to tick him off. He can get real angry. It's just my boyfriend. He had a bad day. Because he loves me. He really cares about me. He had a bad day. He had a bad day. Wants to know about the people I hang out with. Gives me all sorts of stuff. I've never been with someone like him before. Be careful not to tick him off. Be careful not to tick him off. Be careful not to tick him off. Be careful not to tick him off.
Excuse me? People you hang out with? I never see you hang out with anybody except for him. And it's not like he's like not here anyway because he's called you like 10 times.
He's just checking in on me because he loves me and gets jealous when I hang out with other guys.
Did you just get your head out of your...
What is that?
What's what?
That plastic bag that just fell out of your pocket.
That's nothing?
That's not nothing. That's pot. You could get in so much trouble. This is just one more thing for me to stress about.
So you do admit that you have a stress problem?
That's beside the point. He has a bag of frickin' pot over there.
Dude, it's not that big a deal. Everybody smokes pot.
Speak for yourself.
What's your point?
You used to be really smart, and now you're just an idiot.
You know, she's right. I remember when we were in junior high together. You were really smart, you were good at sports, you were a great pitcher, and you know, you were kind of cute.
Whatever.
Don't be so nonchalant about it. First of all, it's illegal, and also, it can ruin your health and your life.
Dude, it's not that big a deal, everybody smokes pot. What's your point?
You used to be really smart. And now you're just an idiot.
It can ruin your health and your life.
smoked pot with just, well, potheads. But you're not as dumb as I thought. If you ever need someone to talk to, let me know.
Alright, fine, I smoke weed from time to time. There, I admit it. Now what? Everybody spilled their guts on the table, you gonna help us with our problems? Your worst problems are yourself.
You know what? At least I don't get beaten or do drugs or throw up my lunch in the bathroom.
I cannot believe you just said that.
Enough is enough, okay? Everybody just shut their mouth and listen, okay? I'm starting to get angry.
I know, I'm getting so sick of these accusations.
You too! Everyone shut up.
Okay, I apologize. I guess I'm a little stressed out. My parents pressuring me to get into a good college and all this homework from school. I just can't handle it. Guess I'm a little stressed out. Get into a good college. All this homework. I just can't handle it. Just can't handle it. Stressed out. Stressed out. Stressed out. I just can't handle it. Stressed out. My parents pressuring me, pressuring me, pressuring me, pressuring me. This is just one more thing for me to stress about.
So you do admit that you have a stress problem.
I guess I'm a little stressed out. I just can't handle it.
Yeah, I'm sorry too. I understand what you're going through right now. I've got a lot of stress in my life as well, especially with my boyfriend.
There. Now doesn't everyone feel much better? Kinda.
Okay, I guess I'm sorry too. I don't like being told that I have a problem, and you know, I see the way that people look at me at school, and it honestly, it just makes me feel like crap. But I'm sorry, I apologize.
Now that we've shared all of our problems, why don't we just get this project started?
That sounds like a good idea.
Let's go. Okay.
Sorry I was so harsh. I guess I didn't realize that 33% of teen girls are involved in abusive relationships.
Yeah, well, it's not that you've got it much better. I mean, I always thought people who smoked pot were just, well, potheads. But you're not as dumb as I thought.
Thanks, I guess.
But seriously, if you ever need someone to talk to, let me know.
Yeah, same here. I mean, you deserve to be treated way better, and I hate to see it happen to you, like, because you have so much potential.
Thanks for sharing that story about your cousin. You know, it really hit close to home for me. You know, she obviously needed help and stuff, and looking at the stuff on the internet, it's really made me think a lot about it.
Yeah, it's really good that you're taking a look at bulimia and acknowledging you might be suffering from it before you get really sick. Don't be so hard on yourself.
Looks like somebody should take his own advice.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I didn't really realize how annoying I was and how much the pressure was affecting me.
Yeah. Well, you know, just realize that and stuff, and then it might actually be pleasant to be around.
Thanks, I guess.
Guys, time to present. Lars' group will go first.